Good people are everywhere. Good people don't need any reasons to be good. Being good needs no motive. It's being bad that needs a motive. Goodness is like water. It doesn't want to stay in one place. It wants to somehow find a way to spread outward. Goodness is restless. It can't stay in one place.
Ma'am, come. I'm late. Let's go. Ma'am, come for a second. Welcome. Welcome. I'm at your service. Do you need something? Yeah. They're all reasonably priced.
Abbas. Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, how are the kids?
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
Yes. No, actually, this morning when I was coming to the hotel, I went to the bank first. Yes. No, your employee, you know, what was it, Mr. Jamshidi? Eshrad Jamshidi. He said the problem's been solved. Okay, Mr. Mossabetti. I'll be there. Now? Okay. Okay, I'm coming right now. You're in, right? Okay. You're welcome. No, take care.
You're a good antiques collector.
Not antiques, but I do love old things. They might look useless, but each one of them contains a memory.
In that case, I'll have to take a lot of pictures from the boss's office as well.
I say, Sir Jardstone, can you forget about this room for today?
Why?
Well, because I have an important guest today. Go and take some pictures somewhere else. Go to the waiting room. Go to the restaurant. The hotel's got lots of places for you to take pictures of. It's going to take a long time for the website to start working. In the end, you can come back to my office and I'll be at your service.
Oh, you come to take pictures of the hotel?
Yes.
Ah, Fahid, you were supposed to be standing at the hotel entrance.
Okay, sir, I'll go and keep watch. But you didn't tell me who I should be waiting for.
Didn't I tell you he's a special guest? When he arrives, I don't want him to ask around and get lost. I want him to know you're waiting for him.
Yes, you told me all that, but you didn't say if this guest is a woman or a man, old or young, Iranian or foreigner. Since this morning, I've been standing there, and whoever comes round, I stare at them. Well, that frightens them, and then they run off.
Fahid-san.
Yes?
It's a man. He's young. His name's Mansour. His surname's Niazi. You want his ID number as well?
He's a young man named Mansour Niazi. Right.
Problem solved?
Problem solved.
No, it's obvious he's got a special guest.
Can you please go back to work?
Yes, excuse me.
You're going to take pictures?
Come and help me, come.
You're supposed to stand watch.
Okay, I'll go.
You say okay, but you're still here. Go on, then.
Okay.
I'm going to the bank and back.
Mr. Mossabati, tell him to sort out my loan.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Oh, fate. He's taking pictures. Oh.
Yes, no, that's a beautiful colour. Yes, sir. Is there something specific you wanted? Prayer stones, rosary, prayer mat, raisins, rings, saffron. We got everything that you'd want. If you let me take a look, I'll let you know. Just so you know, you won't find anything out there better than what I've got in here. Oh, for example, taste these raisins. They'll melt in your mouth in seconds, so they will. Well, how are they? Do you know a salesman here by the name of Habibi? I asked you what they thought. Forget about Habibi. That's not bad. Do you know him? Do you want a room? Did I say I want a room? Tell me. Which one is his shop? Shop, hmm? I've only got one Habibi here, who's a great man.
Really?
Not to burst your bubble. You thought he's a salesman. He's the owner of that hotel over there. Oh, that hotel. Well, it's not a hotel. It wasn't in at first, but they did some work on it. They turned it into a hotel. Well, then he's wealthy, right? You come to ask for his hand. For whose hand? Come on, man. You're talking as if... Oh, give me those. You're talking as if you'd come to do some research on him. Is he a good man? Where's his house? Who's his mother? Who's his father? The Habibi I'm talking about has a wife, you know. Well, I congratulate him. He makes good money then, though, right? No, look, it can't go on like this. Listen, brother. It's there. Take a look.
What?
Follow me. Come here.
Where?
Follow me. Come over here, brother.
Yes?
Here, look. There it is. Over there. Take your questions and your research over there. You're not a customer.
Why are you so edgy? I just ate a few raisins. I'll pay for them.
You've been asking questions for an hour and you ask me why I'm edgy.
Niazi?
Habibi?
Mansour Niazi.
Mr. Habibi.
Habibi's out. He'll be back in a minute. Where were you? We've been expecting you since this morning. Come in, come in.
Where?
In here, come.
What? Oh, wow.
Excuse me, can you please move aside?
This way?
Yeah.
Here you are. Is that better?
No, if you could just move aside. I'm taking pictures.
Oh, you're a photographer, right, yeah, eh?
Yes.
Could you take a picture of me?
If you come to our photography shop, we will be at your service.
Oh, the shop next door, that's yours?
Yes, yes.
Hey, listen, Mr. Photographer. Could you come here for a sec? For a second. I've got a question to ask you. Do you know the owner of this hotel here?
Yes, I know him.
Is he a cool, approachable guy? I mean, to ask if he's a good man in general.
He's a cool, friendly, good man. Why?
Nothing. Truth is, I wanted to get a room. I wanted to know about the manager and, you know, things like that.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions about the hotel, rooms and staying here, I don't work here. You can ask my friends.
Oh, no, no. Don't worry about it. Take a picture of me so I won't have to come over to your shop. You know, I'll pay for it here. Is this the samovar in the shop?
Yes, if you could stop moving.
Can you take one like this?
When this is printed out, come to the
shop. Oh, isn't this one of those that develops the photos instantly?
No, this is different.
Oh, yours is an old camera.
Yes, it's different.
Oh, it's an old one.
Oh, thank you. If you wait a moment, I'll have to buy some more souvenirs.
Fahid, what are you doing?
Oh, hello, sir.
You blinded me. Oh, God, you blinded me with a flash.
I'm sorry. Oh, sir, good news. Your guest has arrived at Niazi. Niazi.
When was that?
Just as you left, he arrived.
Then why didn't you call me?
Oh, come in, he's here.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You made me happy. I've been waiting for you for a year. Playing hide-and-seek with me. You came at last. You're very welcome.
Well, you were so insistent. But I didn't mind coming myself.
OK, tell me, how's your heart working?
Not bad.
Is it? Is it beating well or not?
Well, it is beating. Mr. Habibi, how are your eyes? You see clearly. They're not fuzzy at all. I mean, is everything all right?
Oh, they're fine. Thank God. Actually, since these eyes were put in my head, I see the world from a different angle. My eyes like to do police work. Okay, tell me, are you staying anywhere?
No. The truth is, not yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Well, that's great.
Hmm?
That's great. Actually, I've ordered a great bedroom for you, overlooking the shrine.
Oh, thank you. I didn't want to trouble you, though.
What trouble? Don't say such things. Forget about me.
Hmm?
The Araji family have been waiting to see you for a year.
Oh, God. Truth is, at first, we didn't mind seeing them. My parents, not me. But the hospital would say, the doctor said, I don't know that it's banned. It's forbidden. You can't see them, you know, and all that.
It's always like that.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to get to know the donor who saved their loved one's lives. Mm. I myself wanted to know who these eyes belonged to.
Yeah.
Always. But they celebrated afterwards. Mm. You didn't come.
I apologise. I swear I was stuck doing other things.
It doesn't matter. Okay, tell me, what do you do?
Well, in a way, Mr. Habibi, those are antiques, right?
Well, in a way... Don't change the subject. What do you do?
Ah, I am busy. My job. Well, in a way, I'm self-employed.
Okay, yes. Great. You want to go to your room and have a rest?
No, I'm sitting here with you and enjoying myself.
Okay, great. Tell me, what time did you arrive?
I arrived in the morning. I was at the train station at 6.
6? Well done. I guess you went to the shrine first, then came here,
The shrine? Yeah, the shrine.
It's okay. Actually, the shrine isn't far from here.
Yes, it's right there.
Well, we'll try and arrange for us to go together.
My pleasure.
Oh, excuse me.
It's okay.
Hello, may I help you? Hello, Mr. Musabati. It's okay. Oh, the problem's not solved? Okay. No, I have the number on the check. It's actually in my bag. Okay. Now, I'm sorry, but I have a special guest.
You're too kind.
Okay, then. I'll be right with you. No. Take care. I apologize.
Okay.
While you help yourself, I'll go to the bank and I'll be right back.
Can I be of any help to you?
No, thank you.
Very well, sorry to leave. That's okay.
If you need anything, just ask for
me. Vahid. Yes. Why don't you go sooner? I'm dying of starvation here. I haven't had a thing to eat since last night.
May God answer your prayers. Welcome. Ah, you've bought a stand?
Yeah. It's not like that. No, it's like this.
Oh, it's like this. Ah, congratulations. Oh, fate.
I will be this. This day and age, the story of leaves and the autumn wind. People leave, the only things that stay are memories. That stays are the memories.
Mr. Niazi?
Hey! My good friend, Niazi was my father. I'm Mansour. I don't know why everybody in this hotel has put me under a magnifying glass today.
Oh, don't say that, Mr. Niazi. No, it's just because Mr. Habibi's spoken a lot about you. That's why.
Mr. Habibi's just met me today. How can he know anything about me? What could he possibly know?
Well, not much. Just that he was waiting for you. That's all.
Oh, God help me.
Do you need anything?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
In any case, Mr. Habib has told us to take good care of you.
He's too kind.
You're welcome. Excuse me. Is it OK? I'm not intruding.
It's OK. It doesn't belong to my father. Sit down.
Thank you. I had a question.
OK.
I mean, since this morning when I met you, I asked Mr. Habib the same question this morning when he told me about what happened. About the heart and everything.
OK.
It's a very strange feeling, right? Excuse me, it's a memento. Smile.
Wait a second. Well, you think we're BFFs now, right? Right?
Thank you. I had a question to ask you. I'm sorry, I wanted to know, the first day after your surgery, the morning you woke up and felt another person's heart beating inside your chest, I want to know what you felt like then. Can you explain that to me?
Hey, Poirot's cousin. You're taking a lot of pictures. What do you want to become? A photographer or a journalist?
Oh, I love journalism.
Oh, you like it?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry.
My dear man, when a man gets a new heart, they don't change. They're the same person.
Well,
the
Mr.
same.
Niazi, did you have
Hello,
a good
Hello, Mr. Habibi. You're too kind. Thank you. You've done so much yes. for me.
Well, I'm sorry. Anyway, for intruding.
That's okay.
Fahid here is a
yes.
great man.
Thank you.
Yes.
He was trying to find a moment to have a word with you.
You were missed. He came a few times since this morning and talked, and we had the pleasure of listening.
OK, let's go. Let's go. I've got lots to tell you.
Go where?
You're hungry? I've sent for dinner. Let's go and put some food in our stomachs. Let's go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Go. Come on, please.
OK.
Fahid, tidy this okay. place while we're away.
Keep this as a memento.
Enjoy yourself. Oh, fate. Wow. Wow, this kebab was delicious, Mr. Habibi. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You know, I'm thinking of going to Shandy's tomorrow, because I've heard they got kebabs a metre long there.
Well, not a metre. They've exaggerated. That's what rumours do.
Oh.
Shandy's is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
OK, we'll go tomorrow then.
Shandy's?
Are you kidding with me?
No, I'm not.
Tomorrow we'll go and visit the Araji family.
Yeah, tomorrow's fine. But let's have our dinner before it goes to waste.
Actually, an hour ago I was talking to the captain's father.
The captain?
He's really looking forward to meeting you.
Who's the captain?
Well, our own Captain Araji.
Oh! Do you have police working here, Mr. Habibi?
Are you joking with me, or you really...
No, I swear, what are you talking about?
Come on, Captain Araji. He was 35 years old. An accident left him brain dead. His heart is in your chest. And I have his eyes. You didn't know?
Mr. Habibi... You mean, they've given me a policeman's heart?
You didn't know?
No, I swear to God.
Let me take a look for you. There might have been some cancellations.
Thank you very much. Do me a favour and sort it out so I can go back.
Okay. I told you, we don't have any for tonight. Thank
oh,
you.
No.
You're welcome.
What can
Please,
I do, ma'am?
Take a seat.
For tonight, how can I leave?
Why are you in such a hurry, Mr. Niazi?
Is there anywhere in this hotel where they don't know me?
Mr. Habibi's told us a lot about you. Everybody knows you now.
Ma'am, forget about Mr. Habibi. Do you have a ticket for me?
A ticket? Not for today, no.
A ticket for a train, a taxi, a bus, a lorry, anything that could take me to Tel Aviv.
No, we don't sell tickets for taxis, buses or all the rest you've named. But for a train ticket, I have one for the day after tomorrow.
Oh, God. Leave it, ma'am. I don't want a ticket. I've changed my mind. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. The shop is at your disposal.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello. What happened now? He's back again.
I saw him this morning, sir. I don't know now. Don't you have his number?
If I did, I would have called him.
You should have got it off him. Maybe he's around here somewhere. He'll be back.
But I should be there at 9:30. They're waiting.
Listen to me, sir. This man, yesterday when I was talking to him, come over here. It'll break. He's very suspicious, sir. It was as if he didn't want to come with you.
Don't talk behind his back. Listen to me. I have to go. It's about an hour's drive to the...
Eh?
Yes. Listen to me, Vahid, son. I've written Mr. Araji's address and it's on my desk.
Okay.
Give it to him. When Mansour arrives, give it to him.
Okay, okay.
Listen to me. Call a taxi and send him off to that address.
Don't worry, okay?
Don't forget, Vahid, son.
No, sir.
I'm
I won't
waiting.
Forget. Okay, I'll send him.
What happened? Did you ask for his hand?
What?
Yesterday, you were asking about Mr. Habibi's job, but now you're hiding from him. Tell me, what's going on here? Nothing. Why do you think something's going on? Listen, whoever comes to Mashhad, for whatever reason they come for, there are two things they can't not do.
What's that?
First, a pilgrimage.
Okay.
The second is buying souvenirs. Now, you've been to the shrine, so now buy your souvenirs and be done with it.
Your crystal sugar's fresh.
Of course, the best kind, with saffron, great quality.
Uh-huh.
And you can take as many as you want. Here. Take these two for now.
Yeah,
and give me two from down there. Look, I suggest you take two of each and be done with it. Look, you're burning my money then, right?
Of course not. Here, take these two as well.
That's enough, man.
And take two of these.
Stop, my friend.
Look, you'll take everybody by surprise.
How much are all these then?
Ah. Oh, fate. Sajjad?
Yeah?
After that, give me your photos to transfer to the computer. I want to start up this website as soon as possible.
No, I have to wait for Mr. Habibi to see these pictures first. I can't now.
You don't need Mr. Habibi. The poor thing is busy now with that strange guest of his. He's stuck.
Well, then you've noticed that he's a really strange man as well, then?
I said he's a strange man?
No, I felt as if he was strange.
Sajjad?
Hmm?
Come. Come. If I tell you something, can you keep it to yourself?
Yeah, I will.
You will?
I will.
This guy, Niazi, Mansour Niazi.
Yeah?
Do you know who he got his heart from? The same guy Mr. Habibi got his eyes from.
What?
Don't say you didn't know, but you didn't.
Who got what heart?
Everybody here knows. Oh, you weren't here. Right. Last year, when Mr. Habibi was in the queue for an eye transplant, a poor man was left brain dead. He went into a coma. He was a policeman, you know.
He died?
Yes, he did. And then they donated all of his organs. They gave his heart to that guy, Niazi. And then my father...
Your father?
I didn't see my father, but my mother told me that one
Your
day...
Mother...
The car was stuck, and he picked it up with one finger. Well, where have you been? We've been waiting for you since this morning. Hello?
Is Mr. Habibi in?
No, he's not.
Well, where is he?
He's busy. He waited for you this morning for an hour and a half, but you didn't show up. Poor thing, he went alone, and he called an hour ago to see where you were.
Tell me, does it matter if I sit and wait there till he comes back?
No, why would it matter? But I don't think he'll be back before nightfall. What?
It's okay. Whenever he comes, I'll see him.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Why did you allow him to go to Habibi's office?
Did I let him? He went in himself.
No, you let him go.
He's his friend. You expect me to tell him not to go?
Sajjad?
Hmm?
I have to finish this website tonight, so go and take pictures of the second floor as well, please.
Okay.
Let's go.
What is it? Since yesterday, you've been staring at me. If nobody knew anything, they'd think something's going on. I've stolen priceless things, but I never felt a bit of regret. I don't know why my hands don't work the same as before. Since I came here, I've gotten even worse. That was the very last straw for them. To put a policeman's heart into my chest. Yes. That's it. I swear it's just that. Mr. Habibi. Mr. Habibi. Hello, sir. Hello. I'm sorry for waking you up.
Forgive me. Oh, no, it's 11:45. I guess you deserted me, didn't you?
I'm sorry, Mr. Habibi.
The men said you came in the afternoon. Why didn't you wait for me to come?
The truth is, I went out and it took a bit long.
Why didn't you come this morning? The poor thing really wanted to meet you. They were constantly watching the door.
I swear to God, I'm not a pleasant person to meet.
No, actually you are. I know it's hard. It was hard for me too. But I sorted it out. I said you were busy. It doesn't matter. Go to bed. Tomorrow morning we'll go and see them.
No, Mr. Habibi, I won't. I can't come. If you wait for 10 days or even a year, I still won't come. I don't want to meet his family. I can't even imagine seeing this man's photo, Mr. Habibi.
I know it's...
Stop saying you know all the time. I swear you know nothing. I don't want them to meet me. I don't want to meet his family. I don't want them to see they've put the policeman's heart into my chest. I'm scared they'll regret it.
Stop saying that. If they didn't want to, they wouldn't have agreed with the terms.
Mr. Habibi... You're a kind man. You're very friendly. A good man. Everyone around here respects you, but I'm not a good person, Mr. Habibi. I'm not. I don't want his family to see me. I don't want it. I don't want a policeman's heart to be in my chest, Mr. Habibi. I swear, if I knew he was a policeman, I wouldn't have come to Mashhad. I swear if I knew it would be like this, I wouldn't have come, Mr. Habibi. It wasn't me. It's as if there's something withering inside of me. Since they put that poor man's heart into my chest, I swear everything's changed around me. Mr. Habibi, I beg you, I'm not a worthy man. I'm not a good person at all. Don't keep that poor family waiting for me, Mr. Habibi. I swear, I'm not a good person. I'm not.
How do you know I'm a worthy man?
Well, sir, when something's obvious, you can't deny it. It's been proven.
I wasn't a good person. I'm still not. Since that poor man gave me his eyes, I've been looking at the world from a different perspective. The world's a different shape and colour now. I mean, before that, I was suspicious of every single person. I'd think half of the population were addicts, thieves, or criminals. But when he gave me his eyes, the world's changed. Before, I'd place everyone on a scale. weigh them up and judge them myself. But now it's different. You know what? Why do you think his organs are in our bodies, huh? Don't you think there's a reason for it? Think about it.
Mr. Habibi, the truth is, I don't get these things. The only thing I know is that I'm not a good man. I'm not a useful person. And I don't want to remind anyone of their loss. I beg you, please, leave them alone. Don't make them wait for me, please.
Listen. If you weren't a good person before they put Captain Araji's heart in you, that's your business. But you can't not be a good person now because you've got a good heart in your chest. Two kind eyes are watching you. A pair of eyes that don't judge a person for no reason. When you didn't come this morning, Vahid said to me, "Sir, this Mansoor Niazi is a strange guy." I thought to myself, he should be strange. Someone who's living with another person's heart. Must be strange. I do understand.
Before, my heart and hands worked together. They responded together. But now that I don't have my own heart, they don't understand each other. It keeps acting like a policeman. And since I came here, it's gotten even worse.
You can't imagine how these eyes have been working like a policeman's. Okay, now get up. Get up and go and rest in your room. Tomorrow morning, we have to go and meet the family.
Mr. Habibi.
That's enough with Mr. Habibi. Get up. Enjoy it. Get up. Get up now.
Okay.
Yes. I apologize for yesterday. No, Mr. Araji, don't worry. Today, at 10 o'clock, I'll be with you with Mansoor Niazi. No, don't worry about a thing. At 10 o'clock. Take care. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, Sir Judd's son.
How are you? Nothing. Since yesterday, there's been something that I've been wanting to tell you, but, well, I keep on holding it back. I mean, I couldn't. I fought with myself to tell you that thing, but nothing. It's just... Huh?
What is it?
Nothing. Your photos are ready. I'm going to the shop, and if you find the time, come check them out.
Sajjad?
Hey, photographer, take a good one this time. And you still haven't given me the last ones. Yeah, I'll give them all in one go. Oh, okay. Mr. Habibi, he took pictures of me at the hotel, but the rascal didn't give them to me.
Okay, now. Okay, lift your heads, please.
Okay, is this good? Am I okay?
That's great, Grenat. Don't move.
Mr. Habibi.
Smile. If you can move a bit to the side. That's great. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار، میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم، جایی میونه بودن و نبودن، میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر، دنبال خاطراتم، اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عبر به ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن جوانیمون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن من تو خودم گم شده بودم اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه